Hey there, how are you doing? I am Gareth Emery and this is the Gareth Emery Podcast, episode 44. Yep, we are back again with just about 1 hour of the brightest and best dance music around right now. First record I'm going to play for you is something I have to be honest, I'm never going to be able to squeeze into any of my DJ sets. It's just not quite the right style, but I do absolutely love it. I guess it's sort of the antithesis to the brutally cold weather we're experiencing in many parts of Europe right now. That makes me feel like I should be in Brazil dancing on a beach or something like that. I can but hope. Anyway, this is Ian Oliver with Bukovina. Check it out. so, we're just warming things up with some of the more laid-back cuts that I've been lucky enough to get sent over the past fortnight. The track you just heard was Lank with Being Defenseless. Before that was Moonbeam with Cocoon. I'm liking that a lot. And in the background now, this is a right tune. It's Patrick LaFunk with Unisono. Gareth Emery podcast as we ramp things up a little. The track you just heard was a brand new remix of Sonorous last Sunday. It's by Adrian Boutinner on the Euphonic Records label. And before that, you heard Red Roche with No More Sunrise. Now, for those of you that listen to the podcast using iTunes, you may have noticed a bit of a new feature that we've not included before. This is actually an enhanced podcast, which means that you'll have a new menu which has appeared called Chapters. If you click in that, you should be able to see what tracks are playing at any particular time. This makes it a bit easier for you guys to see what tracks I'm playing. Those of you without iTunes are, as ever, going to have to rely on me, I'm afraid. We continue with this. It's the new track from Rex Monday, and it's called Sunrise at Ibiza. With Sunrise at Ibiza. Now it's time for our essential album feature, and the album we've selected to give away this fortnight is the new one from Finnish progressive trance superstar Mika Kuisma. The album's called Sententa, and as you can tell from the tracks in the background, it's going to be absolutely packed full of extremely slick sort of progressive trance, progressive house material. To win yourself a copy, it's extremely easy. Just head over to our podcast message board. You can find it over at garethemerypodcast.com. Leave us a brief review of this episode. Congratulations to Foo Fighter. You've won yourself a copy of Cosmic Gate Back-to-Back 3. Next up, this is a track we played 2 weeks ago, but a different mix. It's Alex Kunari with Lifter. Played you the Jonas Harmo mix a couple of weeks ago. This is the mix from JS16. It's also extremely fat. Check it out, see what you think. track in the background is Raphael Frost getting a little bit creative with a Bryan Adams sample. That one is called Run To You. Before that was David Barnes with Torch Station. That's the DJ Observer and Daniel Heathcliff remix. Those guys are definitely on form right now. That track is the second release on DJ Observer's own label. It's called Nevada Records. In the background now, this is new from Adrian Ivan. It's called Essential Waves.
Thank you.
Unmistakable sound of Nick Chagall from Cosmic Gate. He's on remix duty for the new Marcus Schultz single. It's Marcus Schultz featuring Departure. The track is called Cause You Know. Just going to take a moment now to run through a couple of your emails. Firstly, I had an email from Aren Pariah in Los Angeles. His email says, amazing show at the Hudson Theatre in Los Angeles this weekend. My friends and I were breathless. Enjoyed the chat with you. Hope to see you soon. Thanks, Garth. Thanks, mate. I think I remember talking to you there. Next up, we've got an email from Taylor Rohabacha. I'm sorry, that's probably not how you pronounce your name at all. Anyway, he's from Hawaii and he says, thanks for the podcast and all the tunes you've been exposing. It's all top-notch stuff and very inspirational. Your podcast never failed to impress. What can I say? We aim to please. Keep your emails coming. The address is podcast@garethemery.com. In the background, this is a new remix by me. You may have heard the dub mix of it on A State of Trance a couple of weeks ago where it had a bit of a debut. Well, this is the original mix. It's by Sowers and Young. It's called The Second Coming. Check it out and see what you think. Thank you. So we're moving slowly but surely into the realm of tougher late night material. Track in the background now is Joint Operations Center. It's the new one from them. It's called Shortwave. Before that was a brand new record from Midol. That one is called Tronic. And up next, this is absolutely wicked. It's brand new from M6. Kind of approaching the end of this Four Nights podcast. In the background now, this is a new one from M6. I don't actually know what it's called yet, but I do know that it is a bit of a tune. What else? I suppose I better tell you where I'm DJing over the next couple of weeks. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be back playing for the Gallery at Turnmills. That's in London. Definitely one of my favourite nights to play. And tomorrow, I'm going to be down there with Paul Oakenfold and Sister Bliss from Faithless. So it's definitely going to be a big night down there and very busy. If you're going to come, I suggest you get down there early. Make sure you come and say hi if you're a podcast listener. Then the weekend after that, I've got an extremely hectic kind of adventure in Asia coming up. On the 21st of December, that's the Friday night, I'm going to be playing in Tainan City, that's in Taiwan, at the club Future Groove Lounge. And then on the Saturday, I'll be heading up to Seoul in Korea to play at Club Answer. In the background, this is the last track of the episode. It's on Detox Records. It's by Joey V and it's called Lick It, Loop It, Love It. Okay, so this has been the Gareth Emery Podcast, episode 44. Episode 45 is going to be dropping in 2 weeks. Having a brief look at my calendar, that looks like the 27th of December. So I guess I'm going to have to do something a little bit special to give you guys a bit of a sort of Christmas episode. I've got no idea what I'm going to do yet, but trust me, it should be something half decent. Take it easy, have a Merry Christmas, and I'll catch you in 2 weeks.